Also today, Russia launched a new wave of attacks across multiple regions in Ukraine. At least 5 people were killed. The latest missile and drone strikes come after Moscow hit Ukraine's power grid in its largest air attack of the war yet. Meantime, Ukraine says it's taken nearly 500 square miles of Russia's Kursk region and captured more Russian troops since that surprise incursion started 3 weeks ago. As fighting there intensifies, so do concerns about a potential nuclear incident. Today, the chief of the UN's nuclear watchdog visited the region's power plant, which he said is speckled with traces of drone attacks.
Pointing fingers is something that I, as director general of the IAEA, must take extremely seriously. But it is obvious that you cannot separate what we have seen here from the recent military activity that we have seen.
He warns the plant is especially vulnerable to attack because it has no protective dome. Any such strike, he says, would have serious consequences. To the race for the White House now, Vice President Kamala Harris has been off the trail so far this week, but she's keeping up her presence on the airwaves.
I know what home ownership means, and sadly, right now, it is out of reach.
In a new ad, the Harris campaign highlights her plan to build 3 million new homes over 4 years to address rising housing prices. At a rally in Michigan today focused on the economy, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance took aim at Harris's record.
Americans can't afford groceries because of your leadership, Kamala. Young people can't afford homes because of the policies that you have enacted as vice president.
Meantime, the Trump campaign says that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is joining Donald Trump's presidential transition team after dropping out of the race this past Friday. Former presidential candidate and one-time Democrat Tulsi Gabbard will also serve as an honorary co-chair. Separately, more than 200 former Republican staffers have signed an open letter endorsing Harris over Trump. She and her vice presidential pick, Tim Walz, will be sitting down with CNN for their first joint interview on Thursday evening. Harris has faced some criticism for not making herself more available to the press since Joe Biden dropped out of the race in July and endorsed her. Large parts of the country are sizzling in a late summer heat wave, with humidity pushing so-called feels-like temperatures into the triple digits in some areas. More than 70 million people were under some form of heat alert today. Residents of the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic were most directly affected. That has disrupted the first week of school in Detroit and Philadelphia, where students were sent home early today. Forecasts say the Midwest will cool down tomorrow, but the heat will linger on the East Coast for several more days. 2 workers were killed and a third was injured after an explosion at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility in Atlanta early this morning. Emergency crews were seen at the hangar near Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Local media have reported that a tire on a plane exploded. Delta released a statement offering condolences to the families, but provided few details about what happened. The airline says it's working with local officials to investigate the incident. Health authorities in New Hampshire say one person has died after testing positive for the Eastern Equine Encephalitis virus. It was the first reported infection in the state in a decade. The mosquito-borne virus can result in death or severe mental and physical disabilities. There are no antiviral treatments or vaccines. Several Massachusetts towns have urged people to stay indoors at night because of encephalitis concerns. On Wall Street, stocks eked out tiny gains across the board today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up to another record close, adding just 10 points. The NASDAQ rose too, tacking on 29 points, and the S&P also climbed just slightly higher on the day. And the great wait is over. With those words, the British pop group Oasis announced a reunion tour set for next year. It comes after more than a decade of feuding between the band's 2 brothers, Liam and Noel Gallagher. And after all, you're my Wonderwall. Songs like Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger made Oasis one of the superstar acts of the 90s. They were compared to the Beatles. Yes, the Beatles. And topped the pop charts, but their offstage drama often overshadowed their musical triumphs. The band has announced a 14-date tour across the UK and Ireland next summer. Still to come on the NewsHour, legal fights brew over states' new voting rules that could influence the outcome of this year's elections. A judge's ruling places 500,000 undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens in limbo. And a look at the extra hurdles people with disabilities face amid a national housing shortage.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.